Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The center fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting third. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Babe Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. And now, play ball. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner strikes out. One out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Borowy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 1 in the game. Blattner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon takes first base on ball 4. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Hack reaches second base with a double. Sturgeon scores. Borowy moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Borowy scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Borowy covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Young. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Lowry steals second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker strikes out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 2 in the game. Blattner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Joyce now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosen who is chasing the ball. McCullough reaches third base with a triple. Waitkus goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Young. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. McCullough scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borowy strikes out. One out. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blattner misplays the ball. That's an error on Blattner. Sturgeon scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Graham pinch hits for Bob Joyce. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to third. Graham moves to second. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Kerr scores. Graham moves to third. Blattner moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Graham scores. Blattner scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-3 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Budnick now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCullough strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon takes first base on ball 4. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Borowy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to third. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. High Bithorn now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Mike Budnick. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blattner bunts towards the mound. Bithorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Cooper moves to second. One out. Johnny Schmitz now pitching. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Witek pinch hits for Willard Marshall. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Kerr scores. Cooper moves to third. Witek moves to second. It's Giants, 6, Cubs, 6. Paul Erickson now pitching. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-4 in the game. Lombardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Goody Rosen now playing left field. Dave Coslow now pitching. Vince DiMaggio now playing center field. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-4 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-4 in the game. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott pinch hits for Babe Young. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Ott now playing right field. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ostrowski pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Weiss now pitching. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blattner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rickard. Mize reaches second base with a double. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-5 in the game. Lombardi bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Warren pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott bunts for an out with unknown description. Warren moves to second. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. For an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Benny Warren now catching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-5 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Marv Rickard. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gilbert pinch runs for Bob Skeffing. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow throws to second for one, and Kerr throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough is walked intentionally. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Waitkus moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sicori hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.